A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, toll free. Our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We're going to get to our friend Sean Spicer here in a second. It is amazing. Remember, he is the first press secretary for the president, President Trump. And he said, well, the crowd size was X or Y. And then the media went insane. You're a liar, 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 pants on fire, fire, fire. It's an amazing thing because there's been an awful lot of lies told by Jen Psaki, circle back. Let's play from the Biden administration some of the failures and lies that we've been chronicling.
Do you believe that right now there's a crisis at the border?
I think that the answer is no.
As individuals come across the border and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time.
Why is the administration flying thousands of migrants from the border to Florida and New York in the middle of the night?
Well, I'm not sure that it's in the middle of the night, but let me tell you what's happening here.
2:30 a.m., 4:29 a.m., well, early in the morning.
And best of
people couldn't get dishwashers and furniture and treadmills delivered on time, not to mention all sorts of other things. So why
the
is
the tragedy
it-
of the short the treadmill that's delayed? Right.
The tragedy of the treadmill. Imagine Sean Spicer saying this. Anyway, Sean Spicer joins us. He's back on the program. Former White House press secretary. He's got a brand new book out. We're going to feature it today on Hannity.com. It's on Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. It's called Radical Nation. It's out today. And frankly, it reads like everything that we're seeing happening and unfolding, none of which is good every single day in this country. And it makes clear everything that's at stake here in this country. And it's everything I've been saying. This is an all hands on deck moment. We all need to be a spoke in the wheel. And if you think you can sit this one out, then you're going to suffer the consequences of more of this. And the country will be completely and utterly unrecognizable in time. Mr. Spicer, sir, how are you? Welcome back. Good to have you.
Dr. Hannity, always an honor to be on with you.
By the way, now you're doing this TV gig. How are you liking TV?
Well, I've started to realize what you find so enjoyable. I love it. I literally cannot tell you how much I enjoy getting up every day and being like, what's driving the news? What do we want to talk to you? How can we analyze it? Who's a great guest? I'm so glad I found my way into this, and it's being on Newsmax every night is literally the funnest thing that I've done, and I hope I can continue to do it.
Well, there's no reason why you wouldn't. It's certainly better than you and that green little thing you were wearing on Dancing with the Stars, which I'll never let you.
You know,
the feather thing.
You are never going to let.
No, I'm never letting.
Down.
No, if Dancing with the Stars ever called me, which they never will, and they say, Hannity, you want to be on Dancing with the Stars? I said, I'd rather be dead. Shoot me in the head first. No, thank you. Not going to happen. Who talked you into wearing that stupid feathery green thing you put on?
Let's move on. I got a book now. Come on. I love that, but that I will never. I mean, my kids.
No, you never should live this down. You know, many years from now at your funeral, that's going to be up there. There's going to be a picture. Somebody's going to bring it
With Halloween coming up, at least we have supply chain problems in this country. And if there's one advantage of that, I'm sure that the puffy green shirt can't get shipped to people all over the country.
Well, before we get to the specifics in your book, and congratulations, by the way. Let's talk a little bit more about the double standard. I just played, the Psaki lies, the Joe Biden lies, the Kamala Harris lies. I mean, we're getting lied to left and right, and the only lies the mob and the media care about is if it's from a Republican, or even if they can claim it's from a Republican.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the double standards, the hypocrisy, the policy failures, and you play those clips at the top where Jen Psaki just kind of flicks her hand and dismisses people as if they're stupid. You know, Peter Ducey sitting there saying, okay, in the middle of the night, and her going, well, it's 4 a.m. I mean, that's just, I don't think that it's funny. And I think that this idea of being dismissive and the zero pushback that she gets, saying that no Americans are stranded in Afghanistan, and then having Ned Price, the spokesman for the State Department, go out and say we're in touch with several hundred Americans who are in Afghanistan. It's like, but nobody calls it out. Over and over again, whether it's their actions and not wearing masks and enforcing their own policies or their failed policies, inflation, and then dismissing inflation as a rich people's problem and it's a short-term problem, I cannot believe, and I scratch my head every day going, you've got to be kidding me. Sometimes people call it like Monday morning quarterbacking when you're watching a game and you watch the guy and you go, I would have thrown it up to the right. I watch these press briefings and I'm like, are your hands glued to the bottom of your chair? Because this is when you should be jumping up and asking and pulling a Jim Acosta and saying, hey, whoa, 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 that's not what you said 3 weeks ago, or this policy's not working out, or that individual is not doing their job. Nothing is ever wrong in Biden world.
How do you interpret now that he's in the mid-30s in terms of his public approval ratings, and nothing that he's doing is working? Afghanistan was a preventable disaster. The border, a preventable disaster. The high cost of energy, a very preventable disaster. Bidenflation was a very preventable disaster. If you look at, the economy, or the fact that he had three vaccines and monoclonal antibodies, and still more people died in 2021 than 2020 of COVID, I think looks bad for Biden, who said he was going to fix this problem. And then we've got China and their geopolitical ambitions on full display every day, and Joe does nothing. The same with Russia, the same now with North Korea, and apparently Joe Biden's envoy to Iran is willing to accept a nuclear-armed Iran, which I'm not willing to accept.
I think here's the thing that's interesting, Sean, based on what we were just talking about. They get so little coverage. There are days when I flick around the media in the morning. I can't help myself. It's an addiction.
I don't have that addiction. I don't give a flying rip what any of those people say.
Well, no, but I just kind of want to know, like, what the environment is for the day and blah, blah. But it's amazing. You can live in an alternative world right now where the Today Show and the Washington Post and the LA Times and the New York Times don't cover anything that is adverse to Biden. And so, but what's happening, and I've realized this, is whether they're listening to your show on the radio or your show at night or my show on Newsmax, people are smart and they're getting their information from alternative sources. And that's why the poll numbers are what they are, because despite the media attempting to cover up and clean up for everything that this administration does, the American people are saying this doesn't match. When I go down to the store, either the things that I see on the shelf are much more expensive or they're non-existent at all and we can't get them. And there's a reason that that's happening, and this administration is the reason, and their policies are driving it. So I get, it's funny, is sometimes as frustrated as I get with the media, I look at these poll numbers and I say, okay, the American people don't buy what they're being sold.
What was it like with you when you were press secretary behind the scenes with these people?
Well, a lot of times they come to you and say, hey, sorry about, you know, I had to do that, or I had to say that at the brief. And I'm like, no, you didn't actually. You can ask your question anytime. I mean, obviously nothing's ever off the table. You can do whatever you want. You didn't have to act like a jerk. And so for me, it was very personal because I knew a lot of the individuals for quite some years. And I felt like I said, that's their job.
Let me ask the question a different way. So you're in the press room and they're grilling the hell out of you. And they're acting like jackasses every day. Then what happens when the cameras go off and they're hanging out? What often happens, people, if you haven't been to the White House, is it's in the, I guess it's part of the West Wing, isn't it, where the press is? And it's very close to the president's office. And they tend to congregate around there in the hopes of asking you more questions to get, you know, some color or behind the scenes or off the record comments so they can offer context. And did they suck up to you then when the cameras were off? Did they treat you differently?
It was never suck up, but it was more apologetic. Like, hey, man, I'm really sorry that I, you know, had to say that in the briefing room, or I had to stand up and yell. And I was like, and I would say, no, like, you didn't have to do that. No one made you do it. You didn't have to act like a jerk. So they wouldn't ever come to you and say, like, hey, buddy, you know, let's go grab dinner or anything. But they would try to pretend as though, hey, I was just doing what my boss told me to do, but, you know,
well,
we're good,
right? Well, then
they
come back the next day and they do it again. And who, by the way, who do you think was the worst? Who are the worst three people?
I would put Acosta at the top of that list because, I think Jim obviously knows better. And it was for him, it was truly a show. It was different people at different times, to be honest with you. I got into it a ton with Glenn Thrush, who was with the New York Times, or he's still with the New York Times, I guess, a bunch of times. And I'm trying to remember, there were a couple others, but, you know, it would pop from different reporters would go off at different times. April Ryan a few times from, I think she was with American Urban Radio at the time. I think she's at the Grio now. But there were a couple other folks from CNN that were of the same ilk. And it just sort of rotated who was going to be the jerk of the day. But again, if you watch now, I went from, you know, a bunch of hyenas jumping up and down every day to you look now and it's a bunch of like well-trained prep school kids that are sitting there with their hands folded.
Well, with the exception of Peter Doocy, right? I mean, Peter Doocy.
Well, but here's the thing. No, but can I just say this? Here's the thing about Peter Doocy. Peter Doocy asks respectful, civil question. He asks what Peter Doocy is asking is the tough question. That's a problem for the press corps. Peter Doocy asked the question that every person with a brain is thinking of every day and say, I'm going to hold what would I ask the White House? He does a great job of asking that question in a respectful, civil, professional way. He doesn't jump up and down. He doesn't shout. He sits in his chair, calmly asks the question, and follows up politely. I give Peter Doocy a ton of credit for how he handles himself as a professional and as a journalist. He is a model of how you do it, right? These other guys just sit there and watch him do it, and that's what's considered tough. I think what Peter does his job. I mean, like, that's what you should do, and that just tells you how bad the rest of them are, that he is the only one that actually asks the question that's on the mind of every other American sitting there watching those briefings.
Quick break. More with Sean Spicer is with us. His new book, Radical Nation, is out today. Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. We'll get an update on what's going on in the borders with Andy Biggs and your calls next half hour as well. 800-941-SEAN.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Bad for America. CBS TV edits the news like nobody else. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Spicer, we continue with him. His brand new book out today, Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. It's called Radical Nation. So you do a great job of chronicling what the problem is and how radical Joe and Kamala's plans are for America. I guess the next logical question for me is what is the answer? What is the antidote for a Republican to win the White House? You got to win Florida, Ohio. You got to win Georgia. You got to win North Carolina. Not easy. You got to pick off Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, some combination thereof. Fight in New Hampshire. Then you've got to, you know, then you got to go out to the West Coast and fight for Arizona, Nevada, etc. It's not an easy. You have to run the table if you're a Republican or a conservative.
Well, there's two things. The first is on a personal level. The last chapter in my book, chapter 20, is how every individual can get involved. Because right now, the goal of the left, and that includes big tech, big media, corporate America, academia, is to cancel out folks on the right. If it wasn't for shows like yours, stuff like that I've been trying to do, the reason I wrote the book is to give people the tools. But we've got to get involved on a personal level. People have to. I love these people going out to school board meetings. They're getting involved. They're having their voices heard. I live in Virginia. I am so excited about what Glenn Youngkin has been able to do in terms of getting
you
people
think
motivated
he's gonna win?
And excited. I do. I think it's going to be close. But I'll tell you right now, Sean, all you have to do is look at where McAuliffe is and who's coming in for him. Tonight, Biden's going to be in Arlington. He's at State.
By the way, that's the dumbest choice. The dumbest person he could bring in is Joe Biden. I'm glad he's going.
Well, I am too. I keep going, you should come back. But the reality is that this White House needs to show, if McAuliffe loses, they need to be able to say, we tried to help. That's why they're doing it. But they're bringing him to Arlington. He has a turnout problem. Terry McAuliffe right now, the base is not excited, is not motivated. And at the end of the day, Republicans are fired up. Like I said a moment ago.
Well, what have early voting numbers, what have you seen in early voting that tells you that the Democratic base is depressed?
Well, up until last weekend, I mean, you look in terms of the highest turnout that existed in the state was in Southwest Virginia, which is good for Republicans. And in areas where they need to do well in early voting, Fairfax, Prince William, Alexandria, Arlington, they weren't where their numbers were. Now, I will give you this. They had a good weekend. There's no question about it. The question is, can they get back up to where they have to be? He has to run. He has to take in over 80% of the black vote. And right now, Glenn Youngkin's getting a lot of support in minority communities. We're playing on a razor's edge in Virginia. I mean, so this is a question. Can Glenn Youngkin carry Southwest Virginia with the Trump base? If they turn out, he can win this thing. And then the converse piece of this, if McAuliffe does not have the turnout in those aforementioned places in Northern Virginia, he can't win. And he has to really get those people to come out, and especially minorities, women, people that made up part of the key Democratic coalition. And Terry McAuliffe's not exciting them.
No, and I think he's actually in his comments about parents and teachers was dumb. The book is called Radical Nation. It's up on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, and out in bookstores everywhere. It's been too long, Sean Spicer. Appreciate you being with us. We're going to hold you 1 week from today, that race in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We'll be watching closely.
I voted early.
All right, 800-941-SEAN, our number. Quick break, right back. All right, 25 now until the top of the hour. In case you haven't heard, migrant caravan containing thousands and thousands, once again, traveling from Mexico towards the U.S. border, saying, tell Biden we're coming. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says Biden is disregarding U.S. laws amid the crisis. It's obvious that's what he's doing. He's aiding and abetting lawbreaking, which you're not allowed to do. He took an oath to uphold our Constitution. Our Constitution is the bedrock, the foundation of our entire legal system. Anyway, so it is, you know, we have 1,000 state troopers, Texas Rangers deploying to the border. They're expecting thousands to arrive, and Biden's not doing a thing to stop it. One Guatemalan man, apparently illegally in the country in the U.S., kills a Florida girl in a DUI collision. I guess we're not going to hear much about that and say, okay, at what point but are people held accountable for the policies that allow illegal immigrants into the country and then terrible tragedies happen? What am I saying? We have to check and make sure people don't have radical associations. We have to check and make sure people are healthy. You know, we can't say, no, you don't need a COVID test. You get preferential treatment because you're here illegally and you're not going to be here very long. But the American people have vaccine mandates put on them. I mean, ABC, CBS, fake news, CNN, MSDNC, NBC, they even refuse to cover the new migrant caravan that's moving towards the U.S. By the way, there was another case where a teenager in Houston was charged with murder and aggravated assault in the car crash that killed three valet drivers. Well, apparently has made bail, originally from Sudan, not a U.S. citizen. Charged with three counts of murder, one count of aggravated assault with serious bodily injury. This happened following an October 1 crash, and the 17-year-old made bail this week and is required to wear an ankle bracelet. Oh, okay, I'm sure that's going to work. But what are the plans here? What are they planning to do? How are they going to stop this? The plan is not to stop it. That's the problem. And you get preferential treatment if you're entering this country illegally over American citizens. You don't have COVID testing. You don't have vaccine mandates. Anyway, Andy Biggs of Arizona is doing work that apparently no one else really wants to do. And he's remaining strong in the effort to protect our borders. And Biden's allowing these thousands of unchecked individuals into our country. And he sent a letter to the DHS today demanding answers on why they've issued guidance that prevents ICE agents from enforcing our own immigration laws. So they're actually putting in writing that they want you to break the law. Is that true?
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, Title 8 says that they have to detain people who are illegally in the country. And Mayorkas actually sent out guidance to ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, and said, look, you know what? There's 11 million people at least here. We don't have resources, and so we're just going to throw our hands up. We're going to exercise discretion. That's what he says. Another way of saying that is they're going to violate the law. They're not going to enforce the law. They have millions of people they could remove, but they're not even going to look for them anymore.
By the way, Biden on this horribly rated 1.2 million viewers, which is an unmitigated failure and a disaster for 90 minutes on fake news CNN, Here's what he had to say about why he hasn't visited the southern border. And then Jen Psaki circling back, sparring with Peter Ducey over Biden's claim he did visit the border.
Do you have plans to visit the southern border?
I've been there before, and I haven't. I mean, I know it well. I guess I should go down, but the whole point of it is I haven't had a whole hell of a lot of time to get down. I've been spending time going around looking at the $900 billion worth of damage done by hurricanes and floods and weather and traveling around the world.
Okay, following up on something else the president said last night, why did President Biden say he has been to the border?
Well, Peter, as you may have seen, there's been reporting that he did drive through the border when he was on the campaign trail in 2008, and he is certainly familiar with the fact, and it stuck with him, with the fact that in El Paso, the border goes right through the center of town.
Does that count as a visit? He said, I've been there before. You're saying he drove by for a few minutes. Does that count?
What is the root cause? Where are people coming from who are coming to the border, Peter?
The president said that
I'm asking you a question because I think people should understand the context.
No, all right, we continue with Andy Biggs. You know, when you hear their reaction to all of this, they really don't. It's obvious they want illegal immigration. What is the motive here? Why are they not enforcing law? How come the courts haven't stepped in and said, well, if you don't like the law, you have to go about the process of changing the law. You just don't get to ignore the laws you don't like.
Well, Sean, that is the $64 million question is why don't they want to enforce the law? Some people suggest because they think they're going to be importing future Democrat voters. Other people think it's just because they don't like the idea of a nation state. And some things suggest that they just like chaos. But the bottom line is we've got some help from some courts, but like the Ninth Circuit's not going to help us. The Fifth Circuit's been decent in some respects, but we're fighting it out through litigation for sure. But we're also trying
and
to
the Supreme Court has no interest seemingly to really deal with many issues of significance these days. Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% right. And this is one, Sean, I just have to tell you, I think you're going to see a very different United States of America a couple of years from now if this doesn't get in check. And there's no reason for this to get in check because the courts aren't enforcing forcing Biden to enforce the law. And the Biden administration is not enforcing the law. And why wouldn't we have another 2 million people enter the country illegally next year? Because the incentives are there for that to happen.
Do you think that, and I pointed out, for example, and I don't really care where people come from. I just want people to respect our laws, our borders, our sovereignty, and come into the country legally, like my four grandparents did. And they came through Ellis Island, and I have the certificates to prove it. I don't care where you come from, but I do think we need checks and balances. One should be a security background check, a second in the middle of a pandemic, a health check, and a third has to be, you know, you have to prove you have the ability to take care of yourself when you arrive in this country and will not be a burden financially to the American people, not because we're mean and selfish, but because we can't afford it. I don't think legal immigration. Then I don't care where you come from. Welcome to our American family at that point. And now we have some assurance that you really want to be here and you're willing to respect our laws and that at least we know you don't have radical associations, health issues, and that you're going to work hard and try and achieve the American dream.
That's right. I mean, look, we bring in more people legally than any other country in the world. Over 800,000 get naturalized every year, become new U.S. citizens, and probably another 500,000 come in to work, play, visit, and be part of America for a while. But they're here legally, and they go through the process. When you don't enforce your process, enforce your borders, you allow people to stream through between the ports of entry, those people jump. And by the way, this program that Mayorkas is on, that is a full-blown amnesty backdoored without congressional approval for literally millions of people. They're going to jump the line in front of the millions of people who are waiting patiently to come.
Well, they've already tried twice now, and I read today for a third time now, they're trying to sneak this into the Senate reconciliation bill, amnesty. Right. Congressman Andy Biggs, love having you on. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Jane is in Oklahoma. Jane, hi, how are you? Instead of begging OPEC and Russia for energy, I'm kind of believing that my friends in Oklahoma and Texas can help us out a lot faster and cheaper.
Well, you know, Sean, I called about something completely unrelated to that.
That's okay. What's on your mind?
I'm an armed services member, and I wanted to call and talk to you a little bit about what's going on internally with your nation's military and this vaccine mandate.
Okay. What's going on?
It's not a good time. And the fact that the citizens aren't more concerned than they are is a problem. And the news is not doing much to cover it. You know, the people that go when they're asked to go, the people that you trust to do what needs to be done to keep the country safe are screaming to be heard, and we get nothing.
We're seeing this in the military. We're going to lose probably tens of thousands of people if they stick by this December 8th mandate. Then we're seeing it. The Brooklyn Bridge yesterday was shut down in New York for New York City workers that say, and by the way, many of them are not against vaccination. They're against mandated vaccinations. Okay.
Correct.
We saw it at the Brooklyn Nets game last weekend as well. And I'm not arguing vax or not vax. We've had that debate endlessly, right? Now it's a matter of people are saying that they're willing to give up their salary, their benefits, their retirement, because for whatever reason, they're not going to get the vaccine. Now, in my mind, listening to them, watching them, it seems to me that they've made up their mind. So I think the debate part or the persuasion period is over. They don't trust Fauci, nor frankly should they. We've got nothing but mixed messages from the CDC, the NIH, Joe Biden, vaccine hesitancy. They created a lot of it by getting so much wrong. When you look at the numbers, I think parents are apoplectic over this idea of 5 to 11-year-olds getting vaccinated. And I'll let the parents speak for themselves. And that now looks like it's going to head towards mandatory. But we're going to lose military, police, nurses, medical workers, you name it, teachers. They're all in very large numbers are going to be saying no to this mandate. Now, I'm not arguing whether it's right or wrong. I'm just saying this is now, with the economy as it is on the brink and a worker shortage like we have, and people that are that committed to doing this, there's got to be a plan B. Now, I would prefer that no military member lose their pension, their benefits, and their pay. I prefer no nurse that dove on COVID grenades every single day in the worst of this pandemic be fired. I think that's like a slap in the face to every medical worker, every nurse that was working in a petri dish, many of whom got COVID as a result. And I think that the answer is that you got to give people another option. The option that they originally offered was, well, what if you get tested once a week or tested twice a week or every day even? I don't care. Give them a way that they can keep their job and you can have safety in the workplace. Because, you know, these stadiums that are filled every weekend with football fans don't seem to be having big super spreader events.
No. But the one thing I want to bring to your attention that I don't think people understand, and you hit on it with the doctors and nurses, the military is in the same boat. You do not want these people leaving the military. The group of people that are screaming the loudest are your highest trained, your highly educated, highly skilled operators. These aren't 18-year-old boots that are just complaining and throwing their sucker in the dirt. We're talking in the thousands of people that
we're talking about
spent billions on.
Pilots we've spent, you know, tens and tens of millions of dollars training. What are we going to sideline them unless they capitulate? You know, these are men and women like yourself that bravely will risk their lives for their country. You know, at some point now it becomes... I don't tell people what to do. They've made up their minds. I don't think there's a thing that Fauci, the NIH, Walensky, Biden, Kamala can say that's going to turn them around. And I think if they're that committed that they're going to give up their career, I mean, that's a pretty deep level of commitment. What's this guy, Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets? He's given up millions of dollars because this is what he believes. You can be critical all you want, but he's standing up for what he believes in and getting crucified because of it. Although he did get a lot of support this weekend. Anyway, I do have to run. I'm glad you called. Thank you for all you're doing with the military, Jane. That's going to wrap things up for today. All right. Newt Gingrich, Dr. Nicole Sapphire tonight. Tulsi Gabbard taking on the Democratic Party. Dana Loesch, Pete Hegseth, Joe Concha, Greg Jarrett will be with us. Leo 2.0 Terrell. Set your DVR, Hannity, Fox News, We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. As always, you make this show possible. We can't thank you enough. And we'll see you tonight, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.